Our second question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. One problem I'm having, no, you're not. Okay, so, but we'll continue. We'll just keep going. One problem I'm having is what a friend once described as smooth brain. That means having no natural curiosity. I don't have a smooth brain, but I'm afraid of having one. No matter how much you say we should not try to understand metaphysics, I want to understand metaphysics. And I suspect this is hindering my intentional manifesting. I know I'm on the seesaw and I don't know how to get off. Can you offer me another way to look at this? Goodness, this is quite a question. So no one has a smooth brain. We know your friend is likely being a little bit of a smart aleck and a little smarty pants when they say that's a smooth brain person or something like that, whatever it is that they're saying. Meaning that they're just kind of like walking around like, duh, 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 I don't really know what I'm doing. Literally, no one does that. That is a stereotype, usually aimed at cultural or economic aspects of your society that have traditionally seemingly been rather stupid. Except that nobody is stupid. No one. And remember, everyone you're manifesting is you, an extension of you. So, but again, we just want to get that off the table. There's no validity to that perspective whatsoever. You would not be asking this question if you did not have a natural curiosity. There's no question about that. And we are certainly not recommending that you tamp down that natural curiosity. What we're suggesting is that you not try to terrify yourself. That's what we're talking about. And specifically to you, because we know, well, let's say we don't know, but what we are aware of are questions you've also asked us that basically are about the power and the necessity and the requirement for worry. We think you've just kind of found a different way to ask us the same question again, which is fine. It's fine. And yes, we would say you are on a seesaw, but probably not the seesaw that you think. And the seesaw is more like, if I don't worry, then I won't get what I want. But if I do worry, I won't get what I want. That's a seesaw. That you think worry is just basically at the basis of all this. So there's a couple of things you could do here. Now we've completely redefined your question. Before we go to the next part, let's say one thing. If you really do want to understand metaphysics, say, I understand metaphysics, and then be right about it. Don't hinder that. I deeply understand metaphysics. I deeply understand who I am. I deeply understand what is happening here. And then let the data come to you. It will. You seeking for something pushes it away so that you can run after it and seek it. We don't think you're very good at that. In fact, you've in many ways told us you're not really good at seeking. So if you want to understand metaphysics, just say, I understand metaphysics. I have a deep and abiding understanding of metaphysics in a way that's very meaningful and helpful to me. Something like that. Now, to get to the seesaw, it's about worry. So here is an example of a reason why, shall we say, that trying to get off it is not going to probably work. Because if you could get off it, you would be off it. There's two things we want to remind you of. Something you know, something you've told us, but something that's very obvious in your vibration. One is that this is kind of like a passing thing. It's kind of like when you have a little bit of a cough or like a snuffle in your nose and you just don't really know what to do with it. You just like wait it out and it will eventually go away. Pretty simple. There's an aspect of this that might be very helpful, and we know you've told us about how you can basically have these little, now this is our language, you've never said this, but you have these little kind of like passing sandstorms of worry that kind of like pass through. Sometimes they get very intense and very dark, but then they pass because essentially you kind of get tired of doing it. That's essentially what it is. So the seesaw is, I'm worried, and if I don't do something, I'll not get what I want. I'm worried, and if I don't know how to do it, but it's just worry one way and worry the other way. So having a third position here is not really going to help you until you decide to have the worry. So that's why we said there's really two ways to do this. Essentially, remember how we've talked about how contrast, unwanted contrast, there's three things you can do with it. One is let the house burn down. Two is let yourself have it. And three is turn your attention to something else. Three doesn't seem to be on the table right now. That's fine. By the time you hear this, it maybe have changed. But for the vibrational point of the question you're asking, That's not on the table. There's a mild form of the number one that's on the table. That's the passing sandstorms. And that may be just right where you are. And it's just like a matter of like, just let this pass through. Let it be okay that you have it. Let it be okay that the house is burning down, except your house is not burning down. It may be, however, being battered by sand, and you may be getting grit in your windows and coming through, you know, under the window pane and through the gap between the door and the floor. You may have to sweep it up or put a cloth over your face before you go outside, but it won't last forever. It will pass. And the more willing you are to have it, of course, the easier it will be and the quicker it will pass. That may be the actual answer to your question. Another possible answer, and we don't recommend this often, we've talked about this before, is to interrogate worry. In the way it's like sitting, again, but setting a timer for maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10, but probably five, and sitting down and kind of talking to worry as though it's an entity and asking what it's doing for you. Do not seek to understand. What you're doing is breaking it apart. Not like cracking an egg. We don't mean that. What we mean is, right now it seems like a big, like a sandstorm, like it's a big, huge entity, specific and attacking you, and not very nice, and getting in your way and clouding the sky and making it difficult to breathe. But what if you could get above it, and you could look down on it? Now this is a suggestion we're only making in this specific thing. We're not suggesting this to anyone else unless it feels better. There's no homework here. It's just what feels better to do next. If this feels better, then we'd suggest kind of trying to get above it and maybe inquiring of it and sitting down and talking to it. But again, set a timer for 5 minutes. Don't spend a lot of time on this. Maybe if you want to do it again later, that's fine. But do it for a little while. If nothing shifts, then go about your business and do something else and treat it like the passing sandstorm. Maybe put a damp cloth over your mouth and say, okay, well, this will pass. And then once you decide, okay, it is okay for me to worry, then you can sit down again and inquire, like, what are you trying to help me with? What is this about? Where did this come from? Not for the purpose of understanding it, but for the purpose of breaking it apart. So if you could, you know, be of such a massive size that you could stand above a storm and you could begin to kind of like break up the pieces and parts of the storm, go to the eye of the storm and go down into it and disturb its presence by producing yourself as another entity, like a mountain that gets in the way of the storm, it would begin to break apart because it needs to have, like a hurricane needs to have basically open water or open ground. Mountains will tend to break it apart, or at least change the dynamic for a while. So you could pretend like you're doing that, but not for the purpose of understanding. Understanding the worry may happen as a byproduct, but just inquire, like, is this real? Do I really believe this worry? Is it useful? And then just notice what the answer is. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. And there's no goal-oriented answer. All you're doing is just asking the question to hear the answer, to let that energy happen, which is kind of like putting a mountain in the middle of the storm. Like, because before, if worry is just something you've had to deal with and you've had to like endure, you've never probably questioned it. You're just like, here's that storm again. And this way you're looking at it. Again, do this, each piece and each part of this, because it feels better, not because it's required for necessity. Obligated. Nothing like that. So, we thank you very much. That's the answer to the question. And we thank you very much. Very powerful. Very delicious. And very delightful indeed.